Nobody likes having their taxes raised, but it turns out in the U.S. state of Alaska, where citizens were very unhappy about having the tax on alcoholic beverages raised twice, those increases saved lives. According to Alex Wagoner, an epidemiologist at the University of Florida, numerous studies have shown that people's drinking habits, such as how much they drink and when they drink, are affected by the price of alcohol. Based on that knowledge, Wagoner wanted to see whether two alcohol tax increases in Alaska in 1983 and again in 2002 had any effect on the state's mortality rate. So he and his colleagues looked at the number of alcohol-related deaths, such as pancreatitis and alcoholic cirrhosis of the liver, before and after the first tax and second increase were enacted.
The effects were quite astounding. We found very clearly a significant and substantial decline in the death rate due to alcohol-related disease after each of these increases in the alcohol tax rate in the state of Alaska.
Wagoner says after the first tax increase, there was a 29% decline in alcohol-related deaths almost immediately, followed by a steady decline in alcohol deaths in the 20 years since. After the second tax increase, he says there was a reduction in the number of deaths by an additional 11%.
It's quite clear. When you look at the figures, it's quite clear the effect that it had on mortality.
And Wagoner notes his study shows the major positive impact that a government's fiscal policy can have on public health. I'm Jessica Berman.